7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
All power to the people. It's the Bruh Listen Podcast, a black podcast focusing on social political issues and how they affect our community. With your hosts, Real Ward, Cedric Owens, Matt Smiley, and Anthony Ronda. Bruh Listen. What's up, Bruh Nation? I'm about to tell intern Bud to mute that, bro. Cause the Facebook.
Oh shit. Bro. They can hear us on that.
And they can't see nothing but my head anyways. You have to adjust that. Yeah, right here. Or whatever. What's going on? Back again, episode number 18, Bruh Listen Podcast. We live, you live. We on YouTube and we on Facebook. So that's good. We running both. You muted it?
Yeah, I can't hear nothing on that.
Okay, now we can't hear nothing. Okay, it's all good. So yeah, we just trying to get right. But hope everybody feeling good out there in Bruh Nation, man. We got a real good show for you today. Everybody feeling good here? Matt back. What's up, Matt?
What's going on?
Matt back. He had to go to Mecca for his Mecca, pilgrimage.
Yearly pilgrimage.
They ain't letting this nigga fly overseas.
He had to go to Mecca for his pilgrimage or whatever. Bria, you feel good? I know Bria feel good, y'all, Bruh Nation.
Don't
look at her. She like, chill out.
Mama Bria say don't play like that.
Bria like the Cardi B meme. Bria like the Cardi B meme. Mama say don't do that. y'all know Bria about to give us a good show, y'all. It's about to be lit. For sure. For sure. But, man, we going to jump right into it, man. Last week, me and Tank was going back and forth on some stuff. Like,
Wait.
What?
You see how the big-ass nigga do?
Oh, now you straight. People know you here.
Nigga don't even worry about me.
People know you here. You want to say something?
What's up, nigga?
There you go. You say the same thing every time I say what's up.
I'm just saying that was very uncourteous.
It was. Just get right over him.
My show.
I'm sorry.
Tell him, David.
What does that mean?
Tell him, David.
You get to be rude.
Hey, man. Look here, y'all know like I know. The more we keep Tank off the mic, the better. Now, Matt, when I go to Tank again and say, "Do he want to add to his final thoughts?" I don't want to hear your mouth. I don't want to hear your mouth because you always be like, "Oh no,
problems, we got problems."
That's it.
I had a good final thought last week.
You did. Really, we proud of you, son.
Good.
Yes.
You all right now?
What's the topics, nigga?
I'm just saying.
Now you can talk. Yeah. Now he done had
you want to get to the topics or you still
butthurt? Before we get to the topics, that's King Talk.
Yeah, man. Let's
apparel in the front. Right
today's
there.
Episode is sponsored by King Talk Apparel. You can check it out in the front. I know YouTube can see it. Facebook, you can't see it, but we'll show it to you before the matter of fact, I'll just lift it up right now. Remember, Bruh Listen Podcast live on YouTube and Facebook every Saturday at 6 p.m. So, yeah, King Talk Apparel, black-owned business. He do t-shirts.
And it ain't them corner store shirts.
Yeah, either. It's good quality stuff. So if you want to link up with him and buy one of the shirts, he's on Instagram at King Talk Apparel. He say just DM him and he'll hook you up. It don't just come in red. It come in multiple colors. He came through with the shirt love today. So we showing him some love. He's sponsoring the show. So appreciate that. All right, now y'all ready to jump into it?
What it is?
The topic today is what political party should black people support? Last week, me and Tank was going back and forth. And in the midst of that, we were saying that Tank is a Republican because, you know, he blacked Donald Trump. And, you not?
No, you call me that nigga.
That's what you is, nigga. But so in the midst of that, going back and forth, it came up to like, what should we be? What party should we be? I know a lot of the conservative dudes always like to say, well, you know, Abraham Lincoln and Martin Luther King was Republicans, don't you?
Martin Luther King was Republican?
Yeah, man.
Fuck that nigga was doing.
But nah, remember, the party switched, bro. The party switched. So that's part of the thing.
I thought he was a Republican after it switched. Cause when did it switch?
The party switched. It took a long time. It was between 1860 and 1932 as far as big government and small government. And then as far as social issues, it switched after the Civil Rights Movement. But
two, it was easier to vote as a registered Republican versus Democrat.
Right.
Condoleezza Rice's very famous story about how her parents registered Republican so they could skip on the Democratic poll tax how many jelly beans in his jaw.
Right.
They can walk in, oh, I'm a Republican. Oh, well, come on in.
Yeah.
Psych.
For sure. Because in the South, South, Democrats was definitely Barry Goldwater and Strom Thurmond and all them boys or whatever. And the Democrats had a good old boy system set up. And like Matt said, and we all know, you had to count jelly beans and how many niggas, fibers on the card.
I think they should have a litmus test for voting now. Because it's too many retarded people voting.
You think so?
Damn,
I don't think it'll go through though. Because
I think it was wrong back then because it wasn't. It was the advantage that the disparity in education was so wide. But now you gotta have a limit, man.
But I think I think voting is a right though.
Man,
so you can't right. test for a right.
Look
at these three faces, the three amigos.
It is.
Dang Castro.
I'm going to vote for Trump.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they do have litmus tests, I think Republicans will lose most of their base.
Ain't got to be nothing hard. Just 10 times 20.
Here's the only reason I wouldn't go for it. I understand what you're saying because there's a lot of people reckless what they vote in a lot of different ways. But if you invite any kind of test, no, it's going to turn into the SAT.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you can't open
it harder and harder. The floodgate.
Oh, they going to open.
Why?
You give them that crack. Oh, we can test them on 10 times 10? Bet.
Why you can't?
Next year.
It's going to get worse and worse. White people. Exactly
what is the angle located in figure one based
I'm
on?
I'm done.
That was it.
I can't. You brought geometry in? Right. I can't. Yeah. That's all they're going to just get harder and harder. But, yeah, back in the day, they had the voting test things and all that other stuff. So that was definitely something that made an obstacle for black people. So, like you said, Republicans, if you register a Republican, they have all that. But that was a Southern Democrat thing, though. Northern Democrats.
It wasn't even a Democrat thing. It was just that if you're in a Republican county with a Republican sheriff and you already a black man who's of low standing, when you get here, we don't even think you should be voting. You're a black woman, you hell no shouldn't be here. But we're going to make it hard for you to get here. Unless we think you on our team.
Right.
Because this is a Republican county. We want to stay Republican. Are you Republican? We need you to vote.
Right.
That's turnout control. You a registered Democrat. Okay, you'll see the bag of Skittles.
Yeah.
It weighs approximately 2 pounds. How many blue?
And there's a difference between a Southern Democrat and a Northern Democrat. Because during the 60s, when George Wallace was standing on the steps talking about segregation forever, he was a Democrat.
Dixon.
But at the same time, Kennedy was a Democrat or whatever. They were both Democrats. It was just a difference between them or whatever. So it's two things with the party switching. You got big government, small government, and then you also have social issues or whatever. They both flipped at some point. But modern politics, we kind of all know how each party stands or whatever. And we were saying, what should black people be? I actually think black people should be independent or whatever, in my opinion. But I think they should lean Democrat. But we'll go around and see what everybody else's opinion is. Matt, what you think?
That's such a big question. But I'm going to say generally Democratic.
Generally Democratic take?
Independent.
Okay.
I don't like neither one of them motherfuckers. Well, Democrat, I like the social issues. And Republican, see, this is the problem with Republicans. I like the financial shit, but they never do this shit.
I bet you do, Trump.
They do this shit.
I like, no,
they just got to be on that level playing.
That's it. Right. They don't do it for you.
They do it for you.
Let me tell you, Trump
say we helping everybody.
Exactly.
Take out him one day. I'm going to be a rich boy.
Take these finances off of y'all.
Look here.
You bitch. Look, when Obama was president, I had to pay money because of that damn healthcare shit. So when Trump came, he changed that financial shit, and I'm just saying, I ain't have to pay out money. I got money back.
That's your only reason?
Huh? No, that was just a point of financially why I go more toward the Republicans.
Just because of that?
Democrats think you should give, and now. I'm not with all the giving. No.
Okay.
Unless it's for niggas. If they make it specific to give a
niggas. All right, it's all Trump. About once I get my own, then that's it.
It's all about us. God damn it. We've been right. They, nobody all right, left Trump, behind
enough,
too long.
That's enough, Trump. We'll get back to you. Brill, what you think?
I also agree that we should be independent. But, lean towards Democratic, of course. I think that works more for us, but independent. In general.
And intern Bud just hit me with some facts. Shout out intern Bud. He here, even though he's dog tired. 92% of blacks disapprove of Trump. 7% approve of him. Who you is? A whopping 84% of blacks think Trump is racist. Compared with the 10% who do not. Who you is?
I don't think he racist.
You don't think he racist?
No,
that's bananas. That's not. Now you're talking crazy.
I have my races on the scale.
Well, y'all, that's all Run Nation, as we go through this journey that is this podcast, Tank unfolds his paper to reveal a big elephant and an R.
Hang on, though. Why don't you think he's racist? I don't, and what I, do you no, mean no, you put racist
well, see,
on
when,
the scale?
When I say racist, I think like, if with he, see, I got a scale for racist or whatever. Okay. Like, he's not goddamn George Wallace, segregated forever, blah, blah. He go wherever the fucking wind blow.
That nigga done been sued 7 times for not renting his apartments to black people. He was quoted in a book saying, wow, "I don't want no nigga counting my money. Well, give me a Jew."
They probably racist.
And that's racist.
Kicking, and he was kicking black people out of his rally.
I think all all white people racist,
punching them in the face and spitting on them.
I think all crackers racist. That's why I gotta have a scale. No, all how white racist. Yeah,
I think
all of them racist. Think, don't say they ain't.
Yeah, I think he's an indifferent racist. No, it's I don't think he's going out of his way to make life hard for minorities. I think he don't care. That's why I split the babies up.
Yeah, that's how you feel about it, but I think he racist against Mexicans.
What is it? Yeah, indirect.
I don't understand how you can put a level on racism. It's just you just racist.
It's, no, it's like you mean.
How
you
is it level?
Because I think they all racist.
I don't think all white people racist. I think all white people have privilege, but I don't think all of them are racist, though.
Okay. When I say all, I'm thinking when I think of a high percentage, I say it's not a real high percentage, just 98.9%.
Woo. That's high, boy.
That's
You know what? I'm not even mad at your percentage. The reason why I think your percentage is so high, I think that we, because we from the South, we have a different perspective on white people. I don't think, I really don't think that 98% of white people are racist.
That shit that happened in my fair share of traveling
outside of the South, I'm gonna say the number's probably pretty high. And again,
what would you say? Give me a percentage.
But ranging again, it's a point. There's a lot of indifference towards other races. Mm-hmm. You see, that's probably the most common level of. It's not that we're trying to put them down. We just ain't thinking about them.
Right. Right.
Right. And then it's the level of we need to do something to put them down.
That's the kind of racism
that's
I think
systemic. Okay, that's what I'm looking at for.
You don't think Trump is systemic racist?
If he's a systemic racist, then everybody who is the president is a systemic racist.
He's playing Obama.
But before he was president, he did a lot of systemic racism shit, like not rent his apartments to black people.
I think it was out of indifference.
Not give jobs to black people. Give lower income jobs to Mexicans instead of white people, and give white people the higher income jobs. Like that's
but
racist.
Everybody does that. It gets the cheapest labor they can get.
I know they racist.
It's racist.
That's why I get lost with Democrats. Is where my money talk ain't my people talk. When I'm talking about my money and how I manage my money, I'm really not doing this to be mean.
Yeah, but they're literally labeling people. Like, if you see a black person and a white person, he's more likely to go for the white person, even though the black person might be more interested.
Have you ever had a white person do your nails?
No.
Anybody?
That's because ain't no white nail shop.
So this is my
That's
thing.
What I'm saying. Like, but if they did nails, I'm not saying that I would go to a Chinese just because.
You don't think there's a white lady somewhere doing nails?
I don't know. Maybe. She don't have to.
I seen a bitch on this shit on Facebook or whatever.
I would be surprised if I saw a white woman doing that.
I was scrolling through Facebook and I seen
a whole salon somewhere. Shaking their heads.
The white bitch was trying to show the black bitches how to do baby hair. She was like, yeah, you put the gel on and you gel.
I run into this all the time. I'm like, man, I run into this all the time.
What the fuck you
doing? That sounds pretty racist.
I don't know how she did that shit.
You guys sound mighty racist right now.
I don't think we should be. I think we should be independent. But I was telling Bria before the show, like, I think we should be independent. But I think we should register under something. Because when you can't vote in primaries, you get handcuffed. Or whatever. It's a two-party system. It go back to my analogy about picking your slave master or whatever, right? Oh, I do think we should be independent. It's a good damn analogy, Cedric.
No, it ain't, you ass.
It's not a good analogy.
It's horrible.
Okay, so, anywho.
Don't even do it.
Anywho, bump tank. But going back to my analogy, which if you listen to the show, you know what I'm talking about. Or whatever. I'm just saying. It's a two-party system.
Just call it something else.
Democrats, going back to what I said earlier, but Democrats and Republicans run the parties, right? That's what it's split between. So if you register independent, you can't vote in no primaries. So that means you can't pick the candidate that you think is best suited to run for this thing. If you lean Democrat or you lean whatever, you should register something so you can vote in primaries. I really think in a perfect world, we should split as black people 50-50. Half of us register Republican, half of us register Democrat. But listen to what I'm saying.
No!
And then you vote in the primaries. Listen to what I'm saying. Then you vote in the primaries.
Can you please explain what the fuck that means to a hood nigga?
Okay, so
half and half. Why?
Okay, so because if we was together as a people, it's a strategy. It's like I say, taking out the enemy. You split it in half. That way we get to pick who we want in the primaries, and then we vote where we want in the main election. It don't matter. Like, just because you register Republican don't mean you got to vote Republican.
No, that makes.
But you get to vote in the primaries. So Trump, here's my point on that. If there was 50% of the African-American voters registered in the Republican primary, right? Trump would have lost the Republican primary. Then we wouldn't have had to deal with this shit. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's not a safe assumption to make.
92% of African-Americans are registered Democrat, right? Yeah. 92%. So that means you only can vote in the Democratic primary. Mm-hmm. So Trump, you just let whoever the Republicans is pick who they bring out. So then if we had niggas registered in the Republican.
You mean we'll pick a Republican in the primary?
Then we could have picked who.
Yeah, they going to get picked regardless. So if they get picked regardless, we could have picked Jeb Bush.
But see, it wouldn't work like that.
Is it separate? Then we won't be able to pick a Democrat, though.
Here's what
half of us picking, half is in the Democratic, half is in the Republican. It's like us choosing who we want. So right. We get to pick who it's we about want on either side. And then when the regular election comes, then we get to pick who we want.
Right, the general election and the primary is two different things.
Man, go ahead, man.
All right.
So here,
what is this nigga talking about?
Here's how it goes, right? It's a bus of 50 of us and we go on to protest, right? That's our vote right now. When we go out and we all vote Democrat, that's 50 votes in the Democrat pool, okay? So let's say it's 1,000 votes altogether Democrat, 1,000 altogether Republican. Because we got 50, we can say, hey, y'all need to do this for us, right? Mm. If you split to a group of 25 in both places, now it's less of us.
In the Democratic.
In the Democrat side and the Republican side.
But we got to say so in the Republican side.
But
now the difference that you make.
It's less because we have less constituents.
Because it's less people.
So they don't care about us. It's just like nobody cares about what the Asians want because they're small.
Right.
But at the same time, I don't feel like the Democrats do enough for us anyways.
Can I say
but you know, why not sabotage
this? Let me say never be happy. No,
I vote Democrat, but I do feel like they've taken for granted the black vote for years.
That's black people's fault.
And it is. And that's what I'm saying. We have to come up with a strategy where we get more power in these elections.
And so you feel like your strategy is 50% of us should register Republican and 50% of us should register
right, but that's as a whole nation.
Pick the teams. We done messed up. No, we done a whole
vote Republican. That's why I said in a perfect world, if we was a one unit, a one nation, black people are divided amongst a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah,
these rich niggas watching this podcast, which is zero, they it's don't two, like us. Yeah, shout out Karen and Johnny. But these rich niggas liking these podcasts don't associate themselves with the poor niggas, and the poor niggas don't say. Tank said, could you explain that for hood niggas? Hood niggas don't associate with the nerds.
The hood niggas lost right now. The dog niggas don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Now let me tell you this. Fuck that bullshit. Now listen, what you had just said about the Asians. You were like, the Asians don't got no representation. They don't give a fuck about what the Asians think. But how is the Asian community, they have shit where, especially in New York, it's called fucking Chinatown. They got a whole district.
You mean
shit.
Harlem?
No, but they have
Chinatown don't have no political power though, bro.
No, but why are they straight? They don't need no fucking because they are a community. That's our main problem. We ain't got no fucking.
Well, yeah.
If we had our own shit, it'd be like fuck that vote and shit because we all circulating the money within the community. Asians ain't worried about that shit.
Where is the Chinatown of Jacksonville, Florida?
Yeah, it's only in New York and San Francisco.
Where is it black people?
But in Jacksonville, Florida. But this is the thing. They all work together.
If we had something like that in like every state or every city?
I'm saying they work together. That was just the main hub.
We don't have.
But it's in LA.
Black businesses. We don't know a shop. We don't know.
What's it what now?
We don't know black owned businesses here in Jacksonville.
Shit, this nigga right here got a black.
That's next to another one.
I just got my haircut at a black owned business.
There you go.
Yeah,
next to a stove with a brother behind it.
Intern Bud just handed me some stuff that
we just don't call it Black Town.
That's because the community is fucked up.
No, that's because you're so spread.
Well, yeah.
Intern Bud just handed me an article, and I'm just gonna read the first part. I read some of the rest of it, but basically confirming that Asian Americans tend to be treated as monolithic blocks in political coverage. It's basically saying that, like, yeah, don't nobody, the Democrats or the Republicans, besides in California, care about the Asian community.
But do the Asians give a fuck?
Because there ain't enough of them.
But nope. They do give a fuck, but no, it's just not enough of them.
They just don't give a fuck. We need an Asian.
You think Asians
what Chinese? Ching chong, motherfucker.
See,
you know.
Now you see that's why they don't care about you.
Now you're just being mean. Now you're just being mean.
They don't care about you.
Fuck the Asians.
You're just being mean.
That's the thing.
You think their kids don't want clean drinking water?
Yeah, what you talking about?
They don't want
white crackers. They don't give a fuck about niggas.
They don't want to agree with
that. Well, now that is true.
I agree with that, but that don't mean
why y'all getting so sensitive.
No, I don't think they care about
this. I'm just saying though, like you saying like Asians don't care. Everybody care about their people, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
To say Asians don't care about the fact that they don't have representation in Congress is
ridiculous.
No,
they don't care because they got their own shit going on.
I don't think that they care.
You don't think they care? Why don't care? Why don't care, Brielle?
Because everybody from other countries come over here for a better life. They build their own communities and they care about what's going on in their community. They're not really concerned about.
But think about this though. Seriously, think about this though. All those people who come from another country, that means they left some people behind. Them the people we used to dealing with that look like us.
Yeah, but
see, they
didn't
get
to
pick. They not handpicking their best and brightest.
But when they come over here, they saving money to bring over those people.
But no, I'm saying.
Bud said, correction, they don't come over here no more. Trump stopped that shit. Continue, man.
Yeah. But no, what I'm saying is, yes, if you think about Africa and all they doctors come over here for medical school, the people that's coming is all doctors to begin with. These ain't no regular people, even by American standards.
They top.
But think about who they leaving behind. Shouts out to Washington Heights. That was a nice brawl. Yeah.
They come over here to get
guess what? Washington Heights ain't got no money to fly across the ocean and start a new life. You a special kind of person if you can make that kind of jump. Think about what
Asians ain't walking across no border. They got to have money to come in the right way.
This is the land of the free, so well
they not walking here.
Where the fuck we gonna go? They got better opportunities than where we at now.
I'm not saying go somewhere. I'm saying
to get their family and stuff over here. Like it's some people that we worked with at what do you call it?
Bottoms up.
So why their whole family not here?
Because they need money. Yeah, it's hard. But even when they get over here,
so they leaving the broke ones behind.
But you know what though? That's not true that Asians don't care because every Asian I know votes.
They vote because this is America.
Y'all talking about Dearly?
She's actually an example. Like,
yeah. But she just voted the way her husband votes.
Y'all sound like white people talking about black people.
Please.
Do we?
Y'all sound mighty Trumpy. There's a whole lot of stereotyping.
Yeah, you good.
Generalizations.
I'm just saying for my
opinion. We generalize every day on this show.
There's a whole lot of guessing about Asians.
We always do. But you know what? This ain't even about Asians. Fuck them Asians. I'm with Tate now. Okay. I'm with Tate now. Only because Asians don't listen.
I'm gonna regret
my thing.
This. I'm sorry.
You is gonna regret it.
You wrong, boy. I don't know what you about to say, but you fucked up. You a fucked up dude.
My thing is, I want to know like way black people should vote. Clearly we all lean Democrat or whatever, right? But what are Democrats doing for us to make us lean that way? Is it just one of those things where it's just like rednecks in a trailer vote Republican just cause when they really should be voting Democrat because they all on welfare? But they vote just because that's how my daddy voted, so that's how I vote. So now, as black people, I feel like we've gotten into that same thing where it's like, I'm going to vote Democrat because my mama voted Democrat. So what are we getting from it? We need to start demanding stuff. Go ahead, man.
I'm going
to
say that that's going to be okay for most people. Because if you think about how much the average person is taking time to go through candidates and go, he support this value or he support that.
I would say that's 1% of people.
Across all races that really care enough to be going hard down in the he stands for this. People ain't got time for that kind of research. We got real lives. So you know what? Just stay in the habit of getting up, going, voting. Knowing it's supposed to happen. I think it's value in that. I think beyond, okay, you need to vote for this guy for that reason, that thing. Just get in the habit of saying, I have a right. I'm going to exercise it. Because if you protect one, you'll protect another, right? And the big changes we need start at the house anyway.
That's true. Lower level government is more important than the president.
Always.
Mm-hmm. Always.
I got to ask. Brielle, when voting, what's your most important issue if you were to vote for a candidate? What gets you going? Rev that engine up.
Honestly, I usually leave.
Get that box. Let me
stop him. Answer the question, Bria. Say
something. Answer the question, Bria. It's getting worse by the minute.
Please, yeah,
don't let him ask another one. Bud said Sangria. If everybody off camera ain't
oh,
that.
Sangria. Sangria.
Is your candidate number passing out free issue. Sangria?
Let's move on.
She like, my mama watched the show for 2 minutes. Go ahead.
Y'all niggas shut up. What it is?
I don't know if I have a number one thing. I lean more towards social issues, like what Democrats, because that's mostly what affects like the type of person that I am in the community that I grew up in. I think social issues like, you know, welfare and Planned Parenthood and things like that are important to people who, you know, don't really have money and can't really provide for themselves.
What about you, Cuz?
I don't think people should be a one issue voter. So I'm with Bria. I'm a social voter.
Yeah.
I vote based on social issues. Like if the moment that I find out that a candidate like doesn't support any social issue I support, I'm done with them or whatever. Like, for example, with Mitt Romney, when he was running against Obama, I didn't even get to the point of getting into what Mitt Romney like financial or political views were, because he's a Mormon and Mormons think that the darker your skin, the more you betrayed on God. And I don't get down with that. So the fact that he automatically was a Mormon, I'm done with you, because socially, I don't think Mormons are like something that we should put into office because of their views or whatever. So social views for me, because I'm very much big on gay rights, I'm very much big on black rights, women's rights, stuff like that. So if you against those things, I can't vote for you.
What about you, man? You a one party vote, one issue voter? You need more than that?
No, one is plenty good.
Thank you.
And it's your record on race with me, because I'm not really concerned about what you have to say about economics or military defense if you don't even think I'm a real person.
Facts.
Yeah. Because how can we
very
make any
point.
Progress anywhere else? So
point.
That's why I lean the way I do democratically.
I think the Democrats are more social. Go ahead, Zane. What about you?
Me? Yeah. I tend to not think that the system really... I'm going to do what I do regardless of who the fuck is the president. That's why I'm a one-issue voter. So when Rand Paul came out and spoke specifically about changing the criminal system because it disproportionately affects black people and is a racist system, and it actually came out of his mouth and said it, that was enough for me to be like, I'll vote for this cracker.
I agree with that. I said that about Rand Paul too.
No, whatever. So I'm no more of the one issue, because all the other shit that they're doing or whatever, nigga, I make a way. But my biggest issue is the criminal justice system. It's how it's modern day slavery,
right,
or whatever. That's the biggest shit to me.
Do y'all think that most black people are social issue voters?
It sounds like
the four of us.
I think so.
Y'all think that's a general thing?
Or like, niggas don't care about money.
See, and I think that's
because niggas ain't rich. They don't have it.
It's not even that. As a black person, you know, no matter how much money you get, you still a black person.
At the end of the
ask LaShawn McCoy about that.
Yeah, you ask a lot of black men about that.
You still a nigga. You still get what them crackers allow. You know, he go, you little crumb, you little bitch. But
it ain't
you
no
a rich
realist.
Nigga. It's another door that opens.
Your life may be different, but you still a nigga. The moment that you do something they don't like, you a nigga.
I don't give a fuck about white people that much. To give them that much power over my life to be like, no matter what I do, I'm still a nigga to the crowd. Nigga, Diddy could do whatever the fuck he want to do. OJ got off killing a white bitch.
OJ,
they knew he did it.
OJ is the exception that proved the rule.
No.
He killed a cracker.
Let me tell you something.
A white bitch and
let me tell you something. Not every time he spit in the wind, he going back to jail.
Seriously,
yeah,
nigga, it's a but.
OJ, OJ, wait,
him like official.
Matt just made a point. Yeah, Matt just made a point.
He also
got charged with 30 years for a home invasion on his first.
No, that was his dumb ass. Nah, come on,
nah.
But that's not a fact.
You just got to the fact. But you want to happen to a white man though?
Wait a minute, if he could beat the murder charges, he could find a lawyer to beat
if that was a white
nah,
man.
Nah, they ain't playing with you no more.
Nah, that's it. You got
making,
your one.
You making Jay-Z right,
one
bro.
Time.
Let
you let
Jay-Z.
You get away. That
you making Jay-Z right,
even
bro.
If it was a white man, if a white man killed his wife and the dude hustled up and everybody knew it, but he eventually got off. Okay, if everybody knew it and they still wanted him, and the public outcry was like, he still want to go to jail, whatever dumb shit he do next, especially the robbery, he going to fucking jail. That shit don't matter if you white or black with that situation.
You trying to tell me that if a white man, a famous white dude, like my boy just said, Robert Blake, he killed his wife, He got off or whatever. You try as you try to tell me the next crime Robert Blake commit, they giving him 20 years.
Depends on what the crime if it's, is.
If it's, no, first they got to even catch him doing it.
Right.
That's
right.
Exactly.
If somebody following that, OJ,
right.
OJ got no set evidence. Up.
This ain't if
anybody trying to set up.
If OJ right? would have never did some shit, he would have never went
it's
to prison.
It's 12:05. OJ didn't check out his room.
He would never.
We're going in. He's trespassing.
We going.
OJ would never went to prison again if he didn't do that dumb shit.
No, come OJ on, went man. To prison because he a nigga.
Because he went and did some dumb shit.
You know what? I'm glad you brought that up. I was talking.
People get a free murder though.
Right. I was talking.
How many do you know?
That's my goddamn point. Nigga got a free murder or whatever because of how much money. You think he would have got off of that if he was goddamn Roscoe?
How many niggas do you know, Tank, that got away with it? How many niggas do you know?
How many niggas do
you know? How many niggas you know that got away with murder like that? How
I don't
many?
Know the criminal system that much, but I know it's real small.
Okay, I'm gonna let you know.
Matt said Ray Lewis.
What I do know is, what I do know is, no matter what your color is, if you got enough money, you gonna beat the charge. No matter what your color is,
that's not true.
That's
not
true.
That's why they got him the second time.
I think it's I'm telling you.
I think it's
you only get so many chances, but. T.I. got caught.
That
fuck
you know how many chances that white people get over and over and over again? Yeah. That man got one chance, and
if
that
I
would
have got caught with one gun in the by the same police in the same jurisdiction as T.I., my black ass would be up the road. You gonna tell me money didn't affect that?
Yes, money affected that. But what we saying is that you like it just don't exonerate you from being black. It you don't. Still black.
Still
yeah,
black.
You don't get exonerated. You still black.
Your face is on news.
The president of the United States.
Say it, Matt. What you saying, Matt?
Oh, boy, don't you talk about Obama.
Let me say it. But here's the thing. You would think
about the treatment you give your manager at work in terms of respect, right? And the respect that he gets. This is the president of the United States and a dude shouting out from Congress, liar.
Liar.
They don't do that at your job for a safety meeting. I'm not saying, I'm just saying. You think that they give everybody, you think they giving
liar.
We're not working weekends anymore. Liar.
Get that nigga out of here.
We're having pizza on Friday. Liar. Nobody doing that.
Next Thursday is going to be popcorn Thursday.
Liar. Everyone should be getting a Christmas bonus. No. But the president talking. And you know why they felt they could disrespect him like that?
Why?
He the most powerful man in the free world.
Why they felt like
because
they could disrespect Obama?
Because
he is
a nigga.
Oh,
it don't matter, though.
That's our
it don't
point.
Get no more powerful than you president.
But what, so, what does that mean that just white people just...
Liar! Shut your ass up.
I mean, white people just run y'all like, what the fuck are you living for?
That's not what we're saying.
That's
saying.
Not,
that's not
what we're
saying.
What we saying.
Why jelly?
That's not what we're saying.
And greedy asshole.
Nah, see.
We're not saying this every time.
We're not saying
what we're saying.
What I'm saying, this is what I'm saying. The dude who called him a liar, it's not that he has a control over Barack Obama's life.
Okay? Right.
Barack Obama is not going home going, damn.
That nigga called
what
me
am
a
I
liar.
Gonna do now? No, he's not. But at the same time, that dude is going to make choices that affect Barack Obama's life and people who look like Barack
yeah,
Obama's
get the fuck
life.
Out of here. That's true because he's like,
whatever that cracker do ain't going to affect Obama
you crazy
at all.
Because Obama
going to keep doing whatever it don't have to. It don't have to affect Obama directly, but it affects people that look
but
like him.
But it will affect Obama directly.
Oh, yeah,
that's
but
the
ain't going to affect him. Because
you're
an individual.
Dude. That's the same dude.
Nigga, you're an individual.
Right.
What? I ain't got nothing to do with that.
Yeah,
what
you do. You,
what are we talking about here?
I don't know, Cedric. Hey, bud. Matt disappointed again. He done with us.
I'll be on vacation the next 2 weeks.
It's just getting good.
That's small injury.
Matt got carpal tunnel again. He gonna be out for the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Hey man,
I'm just saying,
I'm
man.
Lost on the whole topic. I don't know what the fuck we were talking about.
We were talking about Democrats, but it kind of skewed into you saying that being black don't. If you have money, you can like that's like a whitewash. That's like bleaching your skin.
Well, see, this thing.
No,
okay,
like
well,
these
I
athletes.
Said, okay, well,
you got
I,
the, no, you got these athletes like in the NFL and stuff like that. They go beat on their woman. They plaster their face all over everywhere, and they make it a big deal. But you don't really hear about the white men that are doing it to their women every single day.
Dude,
it's the same
thing.
And they running for a master. Running. What catching that ball and
yeah.
everything.
The dude, oh, yeah, my boy just bought
don't
the
make
kicker. The kicker for the kicker for the Giants.
What that crack
beat his wife. We've never seen
the Pro Bowl.
Right.
Seriously.
A white kicker. A kicker.
He's funny. You don't even know about it.
I don't even know about it.
Real.
He ain't got no nickname.
You right.
No, wait.
What's his name?
Josh Brown.
Hold on. Cool off.
He a kicker.
Go So hey, number one, he beat his wife. We ain't never seen the pictures, the video, or nothing. Right? Okay, so we ain't never seen no police evidence or nothing. Number two, the Giants was like, we're torn. We don't know if we want to cut him or not. Because like he's such a good person and a good player. He's torn. We're gonna get him help. So the first time he beat his wife, they got him help. And they were like, we're going to send y'all to counseling. And they kept it hush-hush. They didn't even tell the NFL about
it. Not what they did to Ezekiel Elliott.
Right, what should have been a violation. They didn't even tell the NFL, but the Giants knew about it. The second time is the time Matt was talking about at the Pro Bowl.
It was two times?
Yes. And then you got out
that he got caught.
And you know that the third time he got caught because he stuck her in the head in the elevator just like Ray Rice. And she came down bleeding. And then the people was like, oh, my God, you need help. And that time they had to do something about it. And then everybody was like, well, why they ain't do nothing about it the first time? And the Giants was like, well, he was a good guy.
What did they do to Ray Lewis? What did they do to Ezekiel Elliott?
He got cut because his contract ran out. He didn't get cut or he didn't get suspended or nothing. They were just like, yeah, your contract.
You ain't even hear about it.
You ain't even hear about it.
See, wait a minute.
But everybody know about Ezekiel Elliott getting suspended for 6 weeks.
LeSean McCoy,
and they couldn't even prove it.
LeSean McCoy had a chick come out this week and lie on him, and everybody was like, his career is over. They was talking about just on like NFL that. Live, like,
and they got
he need to be out the league. He a bad person. The whole thing was
shady.
Trying to get rid of the man.
I like that. Y'all prove your point well, or whatever. And I agree, or whatever.
Liar!
This is my nigga don't never want to admit they wrong. Cause Bree over here looking at me like, giving me that goddamn look. Stop looking at me like that,
okay,
Bree.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But look, besides that, I just wanted to make just say. Can we all agree that money does have some effect on the outcome of situations?
Yes,
of course.
That's all I'm saying.
Of course.
Oh yeah,
that's all I'm saying.
But
yeah.
Even that's whether even with black or white. That's even black people dealing with other black people.
Yeah.
It's hard being broke. Money does have.
Michael Jackson painted himself white, and he was still a nigga. So like, it don't make no difference.
Boy, y'all heard he was getting that
Joe, I don't want to talk about it.
Let me tell you,
I don't want to talk.
Joe had the boy balls castrated.
Come on, Joe Jackson. Now this is actually Matt. Now he right. Out. The doctor came out and said, which I think that's a violation of HIPAA, but the doctor came out and said that Michael Jackson was castrated by Joe Jackson
at an early age
so he can continue to sing high notes. I was listening to Joe Rogan, and he had an investigator.
I was listening to Joe Rogan. This
he had an investigator dude.
And Joe Rogan said it before this shit even came out.
So Joe Rogan this week or whatever had an investigator come on there. And the investigator dude was like, yeah, Michael Jackson shows all the signs of a male who's been castrated or whatever. And it, like his masculine, like you're not as masculine and all that other stuff or whatever. But that's messed up.
There's a whole culture of that in opera.
There is, yes. That's what Joe Rogan said. Yeah, opera singers, they castrate boys back in the day to keep them so they can be.
It's just like we give our high school football players.
I ain't castrated, dope. I ain't castrated. I got big nuts.
all
right. I'm just saying because Tank laughs too hard right then. I hit the note and then Tank. Liar!
Liar!
No, I'm not. I don't know why my bass ain't never dropped. Oh, but anyway, it was messed up, man. Like,
kids, I'm sorry.
Joe Jackson was a very abusive person, and that is segue us into the next point, which is Charlize Theron. How you say her name?
But don't nobody know.
Charlize Theron.
Don't nobody know how to say the whole
name. She has an adopted son from Africa that is African, black kid. That she dresses.
They be doing that shit like pets.
That's we gonna get to that.
They be doing that shit like little dogs.
She dresses the young man like a girl. He has beads and he wears beads in his heads and braids. He wears jelly shoes and capris and stuff like that or whatever. And so we was talking about it as a group this week about, you know, what we think about this and whatever. Uganda, for a prerequisite or whatever. I want to say it's Uganda or Rwanda. Bud, look that up for us. Which African nation stopped white people from adopting their kids? But one of the African nations stopped white people from adopting their kids because they said, like, black babies are not toys or whatever. And they feel like white celebrities come over and they adopt the black kids and they use them like a toy.
Matt ain't with it.
I'm gonna go with Matt first. Matt, let me know your opinion on this whole.
What's your discrepancy?
What's your opinion on this whole ordeal?
I want you to get a little extra mad. I need you to get even more.
That don't bother me at all. This is
the young man right here, right?
I want to see the picture.
Yeah, that's the young man right there in a dress with some sandals on and stuff like that. Yeah, go.
It's not even a regular dress. It's a church dress.
It's a church dress.
Oh, it's more. It's way more than that.
I mean,
show.
But
that's a boy.
That's the African. That is the African
Go ahead, Matt.
Kid. Yeah, Matt, go ahead.
It don't bother me because in Duval, I see 4-year-olds with booty braids.
Say what?
Like,
what?
Come on. Y'all ain't never seen a 4-year-old girl with booty braids, hair all the way to
her.
Oh,
you mean like a black kid with her hair is too adult?
Too grown?
Yeah, the grown. Y'all,
oh, grown. That's
grown.
Grown.
Yeah, because you know what?
That's not psychologically fucking them up. Go ahead, though.
It's not.
You don't think that make her too grown?
When she 12 looking 18, that ain't getting, that's getting her the right attention?
Nah, I don't agree with that.
Wait.
She's not looking too grown, not you. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead,
bro.
Go ahead, bro.
Is she looking too grown?
I don't think because her looking grown, that's an outside perception of other people looking at her. When you putting on a boy in a dress, that's his internal manifestations of him wearing a fucking dress.
That's the same thing for
with somebody looking at a little kid with booty braids, they know that she's looking grown, but she doesn't know that. She's a kid.
No.
When he put on a dress, he knows.
I think that's too.
Well, you think she wrestling with him in the morning to get that on him, or he picking him out?
No, because she. Been,
now what we talking about? We talking about Charlize Theron.
I'm talking about the jit.
Oh yeah, the jit with the dress.
Do you think that he like? No, mom, I really want pants.
No, you're gonna wear a dress. I went mad on that one. I think bro was like, I want to wear a dress, right. And Charlize Theron was like, I'm rich and white, and I do what I want to do.
She been doing that with him since he was born, so I don't think that's the.
Wait. You saying that she dressed him like that when he was a baby?
Since he was a baby.
Find me a younger picture.
No, well, since he was three, and when you're three, you don't know no better.
So
that's just like when I
straight, like
what I said on the thread that we was in. If you wear your mama's shoe because you're a boy and you being raised by a single mama, and you might put on your mama's shoes or something just bullshit because you're a baby.
Right.
That don't mean that you always want to do that. So when he put on them, and she's like, "Oh, he wants to put on my shoe. Oh, he wants to put on my dress. Oh, we just want to keep putting you on dresses.
But you,
now we're just going to keep putting you in dresses, and you think that shit is normal.
But if you think a point comes where he wants to put on pants, she not gonna let him put on pants.
But she done train him that
way. I agree with Matt on that one.
She up.
I agree. It's two parts of that. Number one, you said he must think that's normal. No, he don't. Because if he go to school, ain't nobody else like that.
If he leave the house,
ain't no other nigga named Johnny got no dress on. So
this is Hollywood, though.
Listen, either one of y'all say anything.
Go ahead.
Do I think that Hollywood for adults is different than Jacksonville, Florida? Yes.
Okay.
These are children in school. So before you start telling me that these kids is going to school in drag, you really got
to
give me some evidence.
They're going to school together.
And if they're going to school in drag, then it sounds like it's their normal.
That's their thing. Yeah.
So, he not going to school in Duval County.
Because my whole argument was, I don't really care how the young man want to dress, but I just need him not to go to school and get his ass whooped every day.
But is he?
Not if it's normal.
Not if
everybody is
in Hollywood.
That's what we thinking. That's what I said. I said you can wear dresses.
That ain't the real
that's
world.
His world.
If you my son.
But when he travel outside of Hollywood, it's a whole different story.
But he'll never be outside of Hollywood because he's
well, right now, yeah, because he's eight. But he don't have a choice right now.
He gonna be able to do whatever he wants.
Why? Cause y'all gonna throw stones at him?
Magic. Wait. Let's do this. Let's
y'all
bring this
coming with
up.
The pitchfork.
Can I say something about
who
Hollywood?
Who gonna make it dangerous?
Go ahead and say something about Hollywood.
Go ahead, cause I think y'all.
Why
y'all
he ain't
this
safe?
Shit.
He ain't safe.
I think y'all got this shit fucked up.
Uh-oh.
I just want to know.
I just want to let y'all get out. Do y'all know that they? Y'all might think this is a myth. I think I'm just bullshit. Do y'all know they give the kids puberty blockers or whatever? Mm. Have you ever heard of puberty blockers? Anybody here?
Yeah.
What about it, Tank?
Before puberty or whatever, they think that their kids are going to be transgender, and they just get them puberty blockers to stop them from going through puberty because they want to start the transition early.
Where you heard
what
that?
No, this is not a myth.
This is a real thing. It's being reported.
This is a real fucking. No.
So
what you gotta have Matt confirming that?
You talking about Joe Jackson, right? Joe Jackson castrated his kid.
Right, that's
crazy too. That's black on black kid crazy.
Yeah.
And giving them puberty blockers is fucking crazy.
It's crazy too.
And warping their mind to think that wearing a dress or whatever is okay and this is how they do is fucking crazy to me.
Where is it cool to castrate kids in America?
Never.
That's because it's just not accepted like that. But if it was accepted like
it's
them
never
wearing
been
a dress,
accepted. It's always been a secret
thing.
But a man in a dress is more accepted than castrating kids.
Yeah, yes. A man in a dress is accepted.
But little kids in dresses.
I see you, Bria.
Little kids
with your tiki torch.
You know what? Happens. That's how I feel. I feel like Tank, not only do he got the tiki torch, but he got the hood out and everything. Like, you wildin', bro.
No, y'all what made sense. No, I get what y'all saying. I get what y'all saying. It's not mainstream.
Just like I said on the thread, I think a child should be able to choose for themselves. I don't think a parent, if you are a boy,
he said he wanted to wear a dress.
And he is 3 years old or 2 years old, and you start dressing him like a girl in a dress and heels and all that kind of stuff, and he didn't have an opportunity to understand or choose for himself, I think that's wrong. That's just my opinion. I do agree with that. Now, when he gets older, if he gets like 7 or 8 years old and he starts to kind of like understand the world and how it works, and he says, "Mommy, I feel like I want to wear a dress."
So
and
now,
some sandals.
Now,
okay, fine. But if you were, I don't think you should start them off that way.
Which would be better, though? Okay, dresses in America, Hollywood. Pants in Africa, village, bush life.
What?
Now, see, that's
he could have stayed home with some pants on.
See, that's
you think he'll put that dress on?
The point I brought up. Like Matt kind of referenced it.
You can't have it all.
That's right.
I was going to say, that's what you say because you're not from the village.
You have to remember. Wait. He's not from the village. He's an orphan. He ain't had no mom and no daddy. His mom and daddy threw him away. And Charlize Theron.
Or maybe they died in tribal conflict.
Or whatever. No, but wait, here's what I'm saying about Charlize Theron. People like Charlize Theron and Angelina Jolie and Madonna and all these other white people who go and adopt black kids, they feel like they are very heroic because they're going over there and taking kids out of a bad situation and putting them into fortune. These kids going to be forever rich. But That's fine to them, it ain't weird to anybody.
But guess what? It's not. But see, I think what we're getting past is it's bad parents all across the board.
Everywhere,
broke ones, rich ones. This just sounds like what we're really saying is we don't agree with her parenting style.
Right. That's what I think.
The form that it's taking is okay. Boy in dress. That's a disagreement. That's a disagreement for me. That's not how I would raise one of my nephews if they fell into my lap. At the same time. There's certain choices. I think kids need a bedtime. But guess what? Since I see kids at night, everybody don't agree with that.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
See, there you go. See. And I'm sick of your kids being up all night, pulling on door handles. All right.
But can I just say, it was a case where a boy was raised as a girl and he fucking killed himself. I just want to say
There's cases where people kill themselves all the time. Yeah,
Anthony Bourdain just killed himself.
But it's always a reason behind why
there's they killed reason, themselves. Though. I'm just saying, there's a reason why he didn't just fucking kill himself. It was a boy who was raised as a girl or whatever, and he fucked him up in the head, and he always was thinking something wrong. Just like how if it's a gay, a trainee.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Transsexual.
She's.
Boy, you just wild.
You use the too many words to get your point across.
Go to your point.
Okay, let me. If there's a boy that's raised as a boy or whatever, but he feels like he's a girl. He feels pretty, pretty and like that. And he's raised as a boy. They always say that the argument from the liberals is that messes him up psychologically when you raise him as a boy and he's supposed to be a girl and blah blah blah, because inside he's feeling like he's supposed to be a girl, but he's not going to vocalize that. So the boy might be wearing dresses and shit that just because that's what he thinks is fucking normal and the mama putting him on that, but he's not going to necessarily vocalize like, "I'm a fucking boy, I want pussy." That shit, you done fucked me up. It's like, I don't know what the fuck I want.
Do you think that's what's happening to this kid?
I'm saying it's a possibility.
But listen though,
major possibility
for this one kid. I think it's different for a kid
who is raised by a parent who has money versus somebody who does not.
Of course, it's different. But he think he can probably be bending over getting his ass busted over, not wearing dresses. That's what bitches do.
How
you know he wanted to wear dresses?
I don't know what he wants.
Okay.
Because I'm not there.
But at the point where he wants some pants, I'm pretty sure he'll give him some pants.
Right.
Are you sure?
Is he going to vocalize that, though? That was my point.
Listen, what am I going to say? It's people who live to be 30, 40, 50 years old and find out new things about themselves and finally express. If people come out the closet late in life, he can't go back in late in life?
I don't think we
people
should
be psychologically fucked. But look at
right, because they people. Because they people.
That bitch running around Hollywood. Right.
So if it, see, if he get to be 50 and wants some pants, he will have pants.
First of all, shout out to you for respecting Caitlyn Jenner and calling her Caitlyn and a her.
I'm calling the bitch Caitlyn.
I'm proud of you.
Bitch running around second, Hollywood losing her goddamn mind.
Yeah, second, yeah, you really have accepted her as a woman. I'm proud of
that
you.
That don't sound like accepting, but tolerant. That's all you need.
That's tolerant. Either one, whatever you want to call it, I'm proud of it.
That's a dick off. You committed.
Let me say this. Let me say this. Do you feel like this is child abuse? Because that's what it really
hell
comes
yeah.
to. Because listen, listen.
Hell
to
me. Yeah.
Okay, see, that's the thing. So when people see the image or whatever, it's a striking image because it's not something that you normally see. But what it come down to with the Charlize Theron thing is, do you think it's child abuse or not? I don't think it's child abuse.
I do. I think it's mentally,
okay,
psychologically.
So what do you think, Matt? You think it's child abuse?
Yeah, by the child's original parents.
Okay, so Matt with a philosophical answer. Do you think it's...
I think because of the way that I feel about the child needing to have a choice in the matter, I think I would say it was child abuse. I think I have to say that, just because of how I feel. Like, the child didn't get to make the choice on his own.
Because so you said that, like, she'd been doing it since he was a baby.
Yeah, since he was a baby.
The grown-up make a choice for a kid? Like, beatings? How many kids volunteer for beatings?
Oh, my
beatings?
Gosh, it's not the same thing.
It's a parenting style. It
I don't
is.
Beat my kids,
guess
so
what?
I'm
going to beat everything that you do don't mean it's
this the thing. This the thing, though. What she is a parent who's giving in, we feel, too much to a child's wishes or the thoughts or whatever. Because we know enough as adults, kids don't understand enough things to make these kinds of choices.
Right.
We understand that. So you're a poor parent if you let your kid make adult situations.
I agree
but
with that.
Yeah.
So
that's what. But when so has discipline ever been bad for a
argument.
Child?
Yeah, that's the argument.
You say what?
Discipline, when has discipline ever been bad for a child?
Discipline is not bad for a child, but
even
there's different types of discipline.
Because yeah,
there's
levels to everything.
That, I think that's
right.
That's
there's levels to everything. Everything
see,
is
exactly,
relative.
Right.
So
why are we saying that?
You have to, though. You have to, though. You have to put a number on stuff because there's relative. Right, like, you know, because yeah,
what's
Joe Jackson
really black and white.
Right, Joe Jackson beat the hell out of his kids, and you know, I got whippings, but the type of whippings I got ain't nowhere near the type of whippings Michael Jackson and them boys got.
Right,
so it's not equal.
Successful, right?
What about
they all messed up too?
Yeah,
psychologically.
Yeah, but that's because they people raised by people.
Janet crazy. You crazy
like
as hell.
She's just like everybody
Janet
else.
Shot the hell
got issues just like everybody
crazy.
Else.
She's just
Janet.
Famous and crazy.
Come on the pod, Janet.
She's just famous and crazy.
Come on the pod.
They can hide it
because
they got
not
money.
Crazy, Janet. Come on,
but
baby.
But can they? Because we see it.
Yeah, I just think that it come down to, do you think this is child abuse or not? Because that's the only reason why it wouldn't matter. And I'm pretty sure the state don't see it as child abuse. Because the
of
state
course,
okay,
that.
I can't say it's child abuse.
It depends on what state.
I'm not
yeah.
gonna lie. I changed my mind.
It depends on what state. You go to Texas, do you have damn DCF gonna be at the
so
door?
So is it
fuck going on?
Is it child abuse if you can't afford to buy your kid new clothes for school every year?
No.
And they get picked on for wearing raggedy clothes?
Oh, hold on.
For dirty clothes.
Hold on, wait.
Because you're a parent who won't wash your kids' clothes.
It depends.
It depends. We talking about a kid getting beat up or picked on because of their clothes.
If they can afford,
it don't even have to be a dress.
If they can afford to buy them clothes, but they don't, and they got the kid going to school looking all raggedy, yeah, that's child abuse.
Yeah,
fuck
that's
you
a
doing
different
to
story.
Them. You
but
fucking
if,
them up.
If
that's
you
neglect.
Can't afford, yeah,
that's neglect.
If you
that's
can't afford,
child abuse.
That's a different story. That's not child
but
abuse.
But see, my thing is this, though, or whatever. Matt, right, we are talking about a kid getting picked on because of their choice of clothes or whatever, whatever. But you can't control kids picking on you. If they don't pick on you about your clothes, they're going to pick on you about something else.
No,
so it don't matter. No. They pick on you because you're ugly. You can't control that.
Because you're short, because you're tall. It's not. Because we worried about kids being cruel. And you can't protect kids
from kids
being cruel. And guess what? He getting training with kids picking on them. He getting training with it. And guess what? He gonna either keep wearing them and keep resisting. He gonna keep living this life and say I like it. And so what? Other people got to say something about it. Or he gonna make the change. He'll get to that point.
Go ahead, Brad. What you said you wasn't gonna say? Oh, you ain't gonna say it at
they
all.
Can,
all
right. Right.
They can
okay.
all burn in hell.
Don't nobody care.
It's not what I was gonna say. That is not what I was going to say.
Speak for yourself.
Well, that's why EJ Johnson looked like a motherfucking fool.
I was gonna bring up Magic Johnson.
Now I don't care that he,
but he grown though.
Yeah,
bro.
But I don't care that. No, I'm just saying I don't give a fuck that he fucked niggas and his asshole wide open. That ain't none of my goddamn business.
Per your inspection.
Per your inspection.
No, I didn't know because when you fuck bitches in the ass,
okay,
too
we
much.
Good.
All right,
go ahead.
Right, 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 right,
ass.
Dang,
what's,
dang,
your
okay,
EJ,
okay.
What's your EJ Johnson?
Okay, now look, this is all I'm saying. EJ Johnson looked like a motherfucking fool. everybody know this, and everybody look at him, but everybody be like, that's okay, that's okay. But and then when you say something about this crazy looking motherfucker, then you the one that's crazy.
Tolerance, baby.
I'm not crazy. All I'm saying is, don't call me crazy because I acknowledge the foolishness. God damn it.
But that's
dressing like that, raggedy. You could be gay and have good fashion. This nigga look like a fucking fool.
He has poor taste. He do have poor taste.
Now you giving him fashion.
That's the extreme version of it.
And that's one of my biggest things too. I just don't understand why you have to
be so flamboyant.
I don't understand. Why can't you be?
Because everybody, I think it's a trend.
Everybody
got a choice.
Don't
nobody want to offend them.
I don't know if you're gay. I don't feel like you got to do all of that just to be gay. That's how I feel, seriously.
Hey, man.
I think they just doing it because it's popular.
It's your prerogative, right? Goddamn it. 2018.
Cookie says, shout out intern Bud with the facts. Cookie, Magic Johnson's wife, Cookie says, Magic and I have known for a long time that our son was gay. She says since EJ was 3 or 4 years old,
they
was 3 or 4 years old, he loved to wear dresses and dance around. So, you know, kind of something, but you think you're going to grow out of it, she says. And then he really never did, but it's okay. It's your child. You love him. You support him. And your child, no matter what, is going to be your child. You know what I mean? And so we'll just go along with it. That's what Cookie
said. I read another story.
Experience and fashion.
I read another story saying that he never wanted the breastfeed off of Cookie. He always wanted Magic.
That's foolish.
You
going to keep Magic out your mouth like that.
Well, everybody know Magic was kind of fruity.
Man, you wilding.
I mean, everybody knew it. It's okay though.
Shout out to the Lakers championship this year. Shout out LeBron. That being said though, Cookie got a good point. She said they known since they was 3 or 4. And I'll say this too. My sister.
You do know.
But wait, no real nigga.
So why
shit.
This white lady can't know?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think anybody can know. Wait a second.
But if she know, is it okay?
But listen, that's what I'm about to say. My sister gay or whatever, right? I've been calling my sister gay since she was like 3 or 4. Cause I knew. And you can ask her that or whatever. That's the truth. So like I do think you know.
You might be exaggerating.
No, I'm serious. Ask Stephanie. Talk to Stephanie.
I don't think you can know that early.
You can know that early. I think kids.
They can't even talk.
I got a certain family member.
How could you know?
It's actions.
I got a certain family member. I know that little boy gonna be.
I've been a tomboy,
but I'm not gonna put him out. I ain't gonna put him out there on the podcast.
You better not be talking about my nephew. What? But you better not be talking about my nephew.
I ain't gonna put the Lord nigga out there.
Dawana, if you watching this boy, caveman ain't gonna be no type of way. But
man,
I think caveman a strong young man. Influence of what is around you, who is talking to you, the adults around you, and what you watching. I've been a tomboy all my life.
But you're not gay.
Exactly. Right. That's my point.
So if you gay, you gay. Ain't nobody stop you from playing volleyball or being a pseudo stud. Ain't nobody stop that.
But just because I might have acted like a tomboy since I was that age, that doesn't mean that I have tendencies. So what you mean? So I don't think that early that you can be like, oh, I knew you was gay.
It's harder with girls. It's easier with boys. I knew a nigga in elementary was going to be gay because that nigga was always sitting there sucking his finger.
That's true. My best friend in elementary school was gay. I ain't noticed until we got to middle school. And I was like, oh, you different or whatever. But then he turned out to be gay. That's true. I do think it's harder with girls. But I don't think it matters.
Sometimes
it's not child abuse. It's just a dress.
I don't think it's child abuse.
Any bitch on the middle school basketball team or high school basketball team, goddamn, you already know what's going down in that locker room.
It's kids out here that get locked in the closet by their parents and get fed dog food. Go get them babies. That's the ones that matter. Yeah. Don't save them babies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
damn,
I just think,
boy, you cold blooded. Boy, what the hell you know about?
Boy, you ain't know. You remember that? The lady locked the kid in the closet and was feeding the kid dog food and stuff. And then you know what else is child abuse? If you come in and your 15 or 14 or 16 year old daughter is having a sexual intercourse with your boyfriend, and then you kick your daughter out of the house, be like, "You trying to steal my man?" That happens often too. So that's child abuse.
That's a bitch is crazy.
Yeah, well, that's just child abuse.
Bad parents.
Yeah,
all exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
That's really bad parents.
We need to address parenting styles. I think beating your babies is child abuse, but that's my opinion.
At conception.
Beating your babies.
Physical discipline. I think that's child.
Wait.
But that's my opinion.
Beating or popping?
It don't matter.
Yeah. It does matter. Because the pop is
any type of physical.
I think that's wrong. Mm. any type of physical.
But what kind of shit you been smoking, boy?
Because
I feel sorry for your doctor.
Number one, it's slave mentality, in my opinion. All this is my opinion, so I just want y'all want to know what my opinion. I'm gonna tell you. Number one, I think it's slave mentality. I think you beat people to get them to do what you want. I think that's slave shit. Number two, or whatever. I just break it down like this. Do the child understand logic and reason? If the child too small to understand logic and reason, then what you hitting them for? Because they don't understand what they did. You need to explain to them what they did so they can do better.
Well, yeah, that's what they do.
And if they do, if they do,
you making them kids, you giving them way too much credit. If they do understand
logic and reason, yeah. They're not thinking that way. You gotta give them some incentive to let them know.
Why you beat a kid who don't understand what they did?
That's how you make them understand what they did.
You beat the nigga till
you have to understand.
Am I right or wrong?
That's adults.
Okay, mindset. So here's the thing. The choice is this kid has done some action that they don't even understand what they did. I can enforce a real consequence under this roof with love and understanding for my child being the age they are and what they've done. I'm not beating Poochie about everything. I know they made socks on my floor. I'm not doing that. At the point where it's like, okay, the only thing I can do is, well, but, you know, is beat you. We've crossed into a line where, guess what? This will get you killed in America outside this door. This will have police in your life, which could get you killed. This can have you in situations that's going to be way more expensive to get out of. Let's break this habit early on.
I ain't beating them with a hot metal rod. I think that exactly. most people, exactly. I think most people in America use physical discipline to discipline their kids, which I think it promotes violence. And then we wonder why we so goddamn violent.
Hold on now. Because the majority of black people, okay, spank their children.
Damn right. Okay. I say most people do
the
that.
The majority of white people do not. Guess how many white kids are growing up shooting up places? Because we have discipline and not, we learn discipline. I'm going to have to pull a tank now.
Let me put my Trump wig on. Let's not act like niggas ain't violent because we is.
Everything, I done been locked up for at least three years of my life. Everything I was locked up with got whoopings.
There you go.
Damn, for the most part. So with the whole whoopings was work
surprised
shit.
They, was, no, no, no. Was they surprised they was in jail? Were they surprised that what they did landed them in jail? Because they understood very. I got beat. They, I know exactly. certain behavior know. That is going to come That's with a punishment.
Exactly. But you had this mentality. It came with a punishment and you knew it.
But when you get whooped. See, I'm okay with a pop because a pop is just like when they know what the shit wrong and whatever.
That's why.
Sometimes that happens. But beatings, no, because. What you're doing is you're just teaching them that you solve problems
with violence.
With violence.
That's my point.
Oh my No, because I got whoopings as a child, and I am the least violent person it's in the whole entire world. So that is not clarified. Nothing's
100%.
I got whoopings, and I got a shirt on that say "Kill Mama was right" because I want to eradicate the entire white race.
But who you gonna go out here and kill, Anthony? Who you finna go out there and shoot?
I'm not gonna kill nobody. Where's the violence? Let me tell you something. That's me. We got two examples right here in front of our face. We got whole neighborhoods where niggas is shooting and banging and
everything. But that ain't got nothing to do with discipline. That's not about the whoopings you got as a child.
So if your shit ain't fixing nothing, then why you keep doing it then?
That has nothing to do with the whoopings you got as a child. But wait, listen. That does not equate to that.
Listen to what I'm saying though, Brie. Tate just said every nigga he was locked up with got a whooping. They still locked up. It don't matter if they were surprised.
Did that have to do with them getting whooped as a child?
No correlation.
Did that have to do with that? Or was it a society that we live in?
Where were they living?
No, don't blame the society.
I want to start that right there.
That's my point.
I want to start that right there.
Location.
No. Here we go with this victim shit again.
Serious?
It's not a victim.
We always go
to this victim shit. We can't always just blame.
No.
Why is he in there? Is it because of the discipline or because of the white man and society? That's not what I'm saying.
Prove that.
How many kids?
Guess what?
I got a question.
If you're a poor, uneducated 19-year-old black man who's been out of school for 10 years, ain't seen his parents in 12.
Yeah.
Is there a chance you're going to end up in jail?
Is there a chance?
Yes.
Before we even get to the belt, we figure that you know what this man is going to have some.
Whether you got a beating as a child or not.
I got a question though. How many kids or people or human beings, period? And y'all know this. Everybody at this table got whoopings, not Tank. Tank can't get whoopings as a kid.
What, you grew up in the suburbs?
No. My auntie was ahead of her time. She ain't beat kids. But listen. How many times you been about to do something that was wrong, illegal, or just you shouldn't be doing it, and you said, I'm not gonna do that because I'm either A, gonna get a whooping, or B, I've got whoopings.
Wait a minute. What's the combined time in jail for those who got whoopings?
Exactly.
Zero for me.
I ain't got no, I ain't never been to jail. How many for you? How many for you? And say you say no whoopings. I'm the only thug here. But look, this is my thing though. They could have fixed that. But no, it don't. Because all the people that don't support your point, not enough percentage of jail population. Then this will help your point. I want to say this too. Wait, this goes back to my thing. Okay, if you have something that doesn't understand. How does beating it make it understand?
It worked for you. It don't matter if you understand.
They just understand that when I do something you don't like, you hurt me. That's all they understand. They're not understanding the concept of what they did.
You're talking about child abuse.
Yeah, that's what
you're talking about. Slavery was abuse. When I was a child, I was disciplined.
So that I understood that certain things I couldn't
do. If you don't correct your children, you don't love them.
You just talking about it. No, I'm not. Let me tell you something. You changing the word. If you take... Okay, first of all,
Joe Jackson.
Let me ask you something. Okay, we grown ass people.
Right.
Oh, I want to get this point out too. We grown ass people. Everybody at this table is at least 24 and up, right? Okay, so we grown as fuck. Okay, so when you go do something wrong, do anybody beat your ass because you did something wrong? No, because you know, because you have thought and logic. You know you did it wrong.
Actually, it might happen. You might get handcuffed. You might get tased. You might get away with it. Just like any bad choice. You might get away with it, but there will be consequences.
Handcuffed is not... Okay, well, let me rephrase this. Me and Bria beefing, right? Me and Bria beefing.
You beefing with a girl, bro?
I knew you was going to do that.
You know who I'm beefing with now?
What we doing?
Me and Matt beefing.
Okay.
Matt beefing, right? And Matt and me get in a disagreement, and Matt do some shit that I think is really fucked up or whatever, right? If I beat Matt ass and he called the police, what's going to happen to me? I'm going to jail. Thank you, Cub. Why? Because it's wrong, and I don't have the right to put my hands on a grown person.
If the police show up,
let me finish my point. Let me finish my point. If you put your hands on a grown person to solve a fucking problem, you go to jail. Because as a society, you're not allowed to put your hands on a grown human being who's fully grown. But you're telling me a child who is not fully grown, you have the right to put your hands on them and beat their ass if they don't feel you out of
talking about abuse.
Adults where did he touch fall you? Into the realm of law. The children can just get their ass
beat. No, you're talking about abuse. I do not feel that I was abused as a child. I feel like I was
disciplined. You may not feel like it, but you were.
No, it wasn't.
So was I, and so was Matt.
You're going to tell me how my situation was.
Now with a grown mind, I can look back and say, you know what? They were reasonable.
They were reasonable. When I was going through it, I ain't like it.
I just want you to pick your right amount of cotton.
But slavery was wrong, and it's still wrong.
I just want you to get your ass. Listen, I'm gonna get you a round. Slavery was wrong, and it's still wrong.
Discipline is not wrong, and it will never be wrong.
But why you don't discipline your kids by saying, "Hey, if you don't punish me,"
because they are three. And they don't understand that if you try me,
he ain't off no fucking rails.
Slap that nigga, Brill. Fuck it.
Y'all was beefing earlier.
When you beat your kid, you're abusing.
No, I know. Hey, hold on. Now, when you get into it with Matt is a grown ass man, so you should know better.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm gonna slap shit out
your ass. And
I'm
going to jail. They don't have the culpability to know.
Not necessarily. If you slap a grown man or woman, they call the police.
The jails is not
So if a three year old slapped me, they going to jail?
No, it's a child. You know why they're not going to jail? Because they don't understand. They don't have logic. You fucking grown.
Who don't have logic? Who don't have logic, though?
Babies.
Okay.
Kids.
So how you
going
to teach them logic?
What about their brain not even developed yet? They don't know what the fuck they doing.
So how they understand? Everybody understand pain. You don't need a book for books.
Whoop you because you ain't get McCotton, goddamn.
That's slave shit, bro.
Bro, listen, on the bit that we talk about, get your ass.
No, that is not your opening. That is not your opening. Close the door.
Hey, hold on. Hey, look. Now, look. Okay, now what about age, right? Because you said it don't have logic.
Thank you.
Got it. Okay.
Thank you.
What about
it's a lot of factors.
What age do you consider to be able to be a logical
and this is why person? I don't think it's necessary.
What about 8 years old?
Let me. I'm about to tell you.
This man, you're finna give me a long.
No, I'm not. Oh, this is why. This is, yeah.
So what age?
Don't ask. Oh, I'm long winded. Don't ask me my opinion.
You're right. Go ahead.
Okay. So this is why I don't think it's necessary to be the kid because by time I think a child starts understanding stuff or whatever, they old enough that you ain't gonna beat them. Don't nobody beat no 16-year-old. Don't nobody beat no 17-year-old. And that's at what ages I think you start knowing what you're doing wrong.
Well,
and they still don't.
Well, I think
you don't consider a 16-year-old a man.
Well, I got my last whooping when I was 16.
I think. What? You got what? You should have whooped that. Look. When you 16, you already got the beatings when you was 8 to know better when you were 16, so now you're straight.
And did you get as many at 15 as you did at 5?
No.
Right, because as you grew in understanding and made choices, good choices, understand. There were situations that were resolved humans, without whoopings. You were not abused.
Humans are not it's dogs. Not abused. You beat dogs.
Oh. Human animals, though.
Human animals.
You don't beat dogs.
So you go to jail for beating animals, but you don't go to jail for beating people. That's cool. It don't matter because I already know this is an argument
O.J.
for me.
Simpson.
I done felt like this. Listen,
yes,
I don't
beat my baby.
I don't beat my baby either. I done felt like this since
Ron,
I became a parent.
Ron King, talk. You beat your babies?
No, not my baby.
Thank you. It's a window.
Wax that ass.
There you go.
I already know this a little.
Because my mama raised me like that, and shit, I feel like I can't.
And it's not, and it's not for everything. It's not one size fits all.
Right. It's not like every time you do something, I'm gonna beat you. Oh, you spilled that juice on the floor, I'm gonna pop you.
Babies.
Oh, your sock on the floor, I'm gonna pop you.
Every turn, right.
Baby's different. Something won't work for this one, ain't gonna work for that one.
Exactly.
Everybody different
but
personalities.
It's the parent doing the best they can with a kid they know they have.
I'm not about to argue. I'm not about to argue with a child. That's
now
just,
we
that,
talking.
That's
why
the
you not,
thing.
Wait, why
I'm
talking?
Not about to
wait,
argue with
why
a child.
Not argue
the people
with
who
child?
Are getting beat
why?
And picking no.
I'm
the people who
question.
Are getting beat and picking cotton and we're not children.
Right.
They were grown.
They
people.
Grown
that's
and they
totally
shouldn't have been
that's
beaten.
Totally
right.
Concept.
I agree with that. But why are you not arguing with a child?
Because
they're a child.
Okay, because
you don't
child.
Have the culpability to reason
thank
and to
you
don't have any logic.
But they got
you. I have to teach you that.
But
have to teach you that.
You teach logic. I don't care.
He said what?
Violence.
What he said?
Violence begots violence. Period. That's fact.
I'm not a
violence. Violence begots violence.
So let me ask you this. So are chores abuse?
No.
Chores are not
that's
abuse.
That's a task. That's not
what?
Abuse.
That's a,
chores. That's a task.
That is training your child to be the kind of adult that you want
right.
them to be.
And they're not in
that
physical
is
harm. Say you go to beat your kid with a
but
belt.
But this is what I'm saying. This is a parenting style and a parenting choice.
True.
What you know? What I know to have worked is beatings got a doctor, a teacher, and a bum who ain't homeless. Right?
Everybody at Brun Nation, guess which one the bum is?
You
that
know,
nigga on this show.
But I ain't even living
on
this life yet.
I know the doctor and I know the teacher.
And the teacher.
I ain't getting either one of them. I got the bum.
The doctor in Africa. See, right. Internationally known.
I know all three and I got the bum.
What, but you know what? At the end of the day, our parents ain't worried about the end of the night for us.
Right.
That was the trade they were willing to make. They were saying, you know what? We love you enough that we're going to beat you today. We're going to still love you tomorrow, but we're going to beat you today because this is a behavior we need to correct. Mm-hmm. I was not abused. I was corrected. Which, you know what? It's worked out because I got 0 years behind the bars. Was that the only reason?
Got
no.
A bachelor's degree.
But I felt like it didn't hurt me. Guess what? I don't beat my kid as much as they beat me. It's gonna fade down, but at some point, kids have to know. Okay, clear line. I'm growing, and you not.
Exactly.
And different kids get to that line in different paces.
And I'm at that point too. Like my, I could be with a belt, be with everything. You hear me? I'm not gonna do that to my kids. I might pop you every now and then.
However,
I don't think that's wrong.
However, y'all was raised or whatever. We act like as if that's going to be the model for everybody. Because
everybody love their mama
or whatever. So I don't mind. He don't whoop his. You going to beat the shit out of your kids.
Mr. Get Right.
Intern Bud
beat him.
If that's what it
is.
Intern Bud say he beat his kids too. But we got to wrap it up, man.
Thank
them. Intern Bud beat his kids.
We gotta
don't abuse them.
Yeah. Exactly.
You correct
them. You're
talking everybody
about
different.
Abuse.
You're life talking about abuse.
Right. See, and this is my thing. Life.
It's all abuse.
I'll say that for my final thought. I'll save it for my final thought. But We gotta wrap it on up. It was a good damn episode. We got into it. That's always good. It's always remember, Bruh Nation, embrace debate. You're only gonna solve issues if you talk about it. So embrace debate and be healthy. Be healthy with it, like we are. Because afterwards, sometimes we not friends no more. But that only lasts 2.3 days, and then we best friends again. 2.3 so it's cool. So you know what I'm saying? Embrace debate, y'all. But hey, one more shout out to King Talk Apparel. Ron, you want to come across on the camera real quick so they can see you? Y'all make sure y'all support Black businessman King Talk Apparel. He making shirts. Y'all hit him up on Instagram. DM him for the shirts. Taint the Ward on the show before. Previously, right? A few times. So you know, we want to support Black business out here, man, and he sponsored the show, so appreciate you for sponsoring the show today, man. King Talk Apparel, y'all make sure y'all check it out, man. We gonna go around for these final thoughts. Matt, go ahead and hit him with it, man.
The first two steps to success are thinking big and aiming high.
There it is. As always, Socrates. Tank, go ahead, bro.
Anyway, I don't know about the whoopings or not getting whoopings or whatever, but all I know is the women that do get abused or whatever, they got the best pussy or whatever. So those are the ones you want to fuck with, because when they get abused, they got that
worst final thought ever. Right?
Because you did so good last week.
Hey, there's gonna be a monster on that dick that we're gonna want to fuck. The ones
worst final thought ever. Worst one ever. I can't even lie.
What the heck?
I can't even lie.
That's it, and that was it.
Don't ask him for no more, Bria.
Stop
digging in that barrel.
Shut your ass up.
Them don't ask him for no more.
I hope you step on a bumblebee nest, you bitch. Look at Bud's disappointment. Bruh Nation, of y'all Bud. Bud look like Uncle Phil after Will Smith's daddy left him again. Sick of you. I don't have nothing else to do with this. Why he won't be Uncle Phil? Why he won't give me a good spot?
No tank. No tank. Oh, you got to hear this.
Oh. Bruh, he trash, bro. You garbage, bro. You garbage. Come on, man. Go ahead, Bruh.
Okay, on the political side thing, I still think that Black people should be independent, but of course vote Democrat just for the social issues that affect us. Sure. As far as discipline and abuse, slavery and abuse are two different things. That's totally different from discipline. And so I think that it's not wrong for you to discipline your child and let them know that, hey, this is wrong. And if you try me, I'm going to pop you. That's it. Pop!
That's how pop sound called. Tank hitting skulls and skeletons. Pop.
You cannot prove to me, I'm not done. You cannot prove to me that type of discipline has done any harm to anybody. I'm sorry. You can't prove it to me.
Now you just sound stubborn.
Like you saying, said, Tank, she going to beat the hell out of her kids.
You can't prove to me.
It sounds like Bria got a belt in a plexiglass case and
I'm
it's ready.
I'm not beating my kids with no belt or nothing.
Listen, all right. Saying. Well, that's what's up. My final thought is this. Life is a matter of opinion, okay? There's no real true guideline on how to live your life. It's all made up as you go along, you know what I'm saying? Just try to do right, try to be good, and get the best you can out of it. Whether that be voting for, like, Democrat or Republican or whatever you feel like your heart's content and however you want to discipline your kids, it's all good as long as they become functioning members of society. So life is a matter of opinion. Do you, bro. Live your life in your opinion, bro. I have no judgment. Or like I have no say in how you live your life, and I don't want you to have no say in how I live mine. So there you go.
That was a long-winded version of a way to say fuck bitches get money.
Accurate. As we always say, man, we appreciate everybody, man. Bro, listen, podcast number 18. One more shout out to King Talk Apparel. Appreciate your sponsorship, brother. And all power to the people. Peace.